Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. We are here this lovely morning in the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR in Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And good morning to all our faithful listeners again for this fine Sunday morning. Welcome to our show. And I hope we have a good one planned.
It's up to you, Farmer.
I'm still debating what I'm going to play yet. You know, just walking in the door with it. It's all good.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing from Fluke when we come to me, and Christy Moore, Patty Kelly, and because of the death earlier this morning of Glenn Hazard, we will be playing some music from the Frames. Most of his career was built up with the Commitments and with the band The Frames, and an accident out in Chapel Lizard, but we'll talk more about that when it's appropriate. So we're going to start off today's show with something from Ancora, from Shurig, I guess.
Shurig.
Yeah. Thank you.
charge a turkey at me, mother said, go west. Get up, says she, and get a job, says I'll do my best. I pulled on me Wellingtons to march to Kilchamock. I took a wrong turn in Charlestown and I ended up a knock. Oh, once this quiet crossroad was a place of gentle prayer, where Catholics got indulgence, oh, once or twice a year. You could buy a pair of rosaries or get your candles blessed. If you had a guilty conscience, you could get it off your chest. Then came the priest from Parthery, Father Horden was his name. Ever since he's been appointed, knock has never been the same. Big God says, Jem, 'tis 80 years since Mary was a doubt. 'Tis time for another miracle, and he blew the candle out. From Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kilchamock, I never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock. To establish terra firma, he drew up a 10-year plan, and he started running dances around 1961. He built a basilica upon the holy ground, and once he had a focal point, he started to expand. Chip shops and bed and breakfasts sprung up overnight. Oh, once a place for quiet retreats, but now a holy sight. All sorts of fancy restaurants for every race and creed, where black and white and yellow pilgrims could get a mighty feed. We had a blessed virgin here, Father Horton did declare, and the rubber bandits appeared just over there. Now do you mean to tell me, said Jim in total shock, that I am not entitled to an old airport here to knock? From Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kilchamock, I never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock. TDs were lobbied and harassed with talk of promised votes, and people who'd been loyal for years spoke a change in quotes. Excommunication was threatened upon the flock, who said it was irreverent building airports up in Knock. Ah, but everyone is happy now, the miracle it's complete. Father Horton got his runway, it's 18,000 feet. The pilgrims in their thousands descending down the steps at the old de Havilland aeroplanes and Virgin jumbo jets. And now poor old Father Jim has gone to the airport in the sky, and down in Burnacoige he keeps a friendly eye on Ryanair and Aer Lingus as they fly to and fro. We'll never see his likes again in the plains of sweet Mayo. From Fatima to Bethlehem and from Lourdes to Kilchamock, I never seen a miracle like the airport up in Knock.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway. I need you at the dimming of the day. You pull me like the moon pours on the tide. You know just where I keep my better side. What days have come to keep us far apart? A broken promise, oh, a broken heart. Now all the bonny birds have wheeled away. I need you at the dimming of the day. Come the night, you know just what I want. Come the night, you can be my confidant. Streets in company, why don't you come and ease your mind with me? I'm living for the night we steal away. I need you at the dimming of the day.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin and Farmer. We're being very casual today, Farmer.
Yeah, are we?
Yes.
One of those casual Sundays.
First name only basis.
All right.
So what you just heard was from Paddy Kelly. He's from Quebec. From his album, The Irish in Me, with The Dimming of the Day. And before that, you heard from Christy Moore from his Where I Come From album, with his tune about Knock Airport. And we started off today's show with Fluke from their album Ancora, and they had three reels: Shrig, The Pipers of Roguery, sounds fairly dangerous, mm-hmm, and The Huntsman. The Huntsman there from Fluke from their album Ancora. And today we're going to be playing some music from The Frames. The reason being, of course, the death of Glenn Hansard this morning, actually, around 4:30 a.m. And just part of the article in the Irish Times reads, Oscar winner Glenn Hansard, who found fame after starring in The Commitments, we all remember the movie, and with his band The Frames, has been killed in a motorcycle accident in County Dublin. The 56-year-old died following a single-vehicle crash at the Strawberry Beds in Lucan just before 4:30 a.m. The road from Dublin out to the Strawberry Beds is a straightaway. It can be very fast at times, and it shouldn't be, because it's not the widest road in the world, let me put it that way. And the Strawberry Beds is somewhat of a treacherous, lots of curves and that kind of thing, area of the road, but nonetheless, according to a brief Garda statement, which did not name Glenn Hansard, the incident took place on a stretch of lower road between Tinker's Hill and Rugged Lane. The motorcyclist, a man in his 50s, was treated at the scene, was pronounced deceased a short time later. In such a case, where Gardaí are preparing a file only for an inquest, a postmortem is still being conducted on the remains of the deceased to determine the exact cause of death. As a result of those examinations, the inquirers will be gathered for a presentation during an evidence at inquest, which often takes place several years after the person's death.
Oh, boy.
The Irish are in no rush. Hansard's agents at ATC Management issued a statement on Wednesday confirming his death. With broken hearts, we announced the passing of Glenn Hansard in the early hours of this morning. We are still dealing with the shock of it all, so we're kindly asking for the privacy of Glenn's family, colleagues, and friends, that privacy is respected at this difficult time. The musician and actor, a married father of one, split his time between his home in Kildare and Helsinki, where his wife, the poet Moira Sarista, is from. The couple have a son. Glenn Hansard played Outspan Foster in The Commitments in the movie in 1991. the Alan Parker film based on Roddy Dial's first novel, while pursuing a career in music, at first with the Frames, then as part of the duo The Swell Season, and then again as a solo artist. He won an Oscar in 2008 for the song Falling Slowly, which he wrote with Markita Irgolova, his Swell Season partner. It was featured in the movie Once. The deceased had spent a period of time in the Wren's Nest Pub in Lower Road, where he often attended traditional sessions by a group of musicians known as the Traditional 15 every Tuesday night. This week's session had been advertised as a celebration of the Mayo footballers' victory in Sunday's All-Ireland final. Hansard left the pub car park on his motorbike, traveling westwards on Lower Road before crashing a short distance later at about 2 or 3 kilometers into his journey. The crash that claimed his life does not appear to have involved any other road users. A criminal investigation does not arise. However, a Garter inquiry will still take place to help determine the cause of the collision and to prepare a file for the coroner's inquest. So there you have it. Sad news for the Irish music world and for everyone who liked Irish music. So we'll be playing some of the band today. But first, we're going to hear something from you, Farmer.
Yep, we're going to kick this set off with Lunasa.
Number 3.
Walking along the banks of the river, starts out narrow, ends up so wide. Somewhere along you will find the right strip stores. Sooner or later you cross to the other side. River starts way up in the mountains, slowly falls all the way to the sea. In between so much twisting and turning, winding its way until it runs free. I don't know where I'm going, but I know how I'll get there. Follow the laughing water all the way down. Build me a boat and I'll float down the middle. Just let the current take me where I'm bound. River starts way up in the mountains, slowly falls all the way to the sea. Between so much twisting and turning, winding its way until it runs free. Long and winding stream. The water is wide, so just let it take you. Just let it take you into your dream. Lots of questions I asked and asked, but no one seemed to hear. But I was the one who should have been listening. Now I know I have nothing to fear. River starts way up in the mountain, slowly falls all the way to the sea. In between so much twisting and turning, winding its way until it runs free.
sirs, where's the proud line of our fathers that belongs to us and them, not to any of the others? Let them go, boys, let them go, boys, let them go down in the mud with us all dry.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was the Pogues. Should I Fall from Grace with God? And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started this set off with The Water is Wise by Lunasa. And that featured Tim O'Brien, a bluegrass specialist in, I believe, Virginia and North Carolina, Tennessee. Of course. And that came off their album Cass.
Cass. Does that stand for something?
C-A-S. That's all it That's all it is.
Doesn't
all
stand for anything.
Letter.
It stands for itself.
Yes.
And now we're going to be hearing from Brona McVitie.
Thank you.
And now for the award-winning song, Falling Slowly. The reason why the Frames are so famous. Falling Slowly, their trademark tune, and we'll be hearing more from that album during the show today. And now we're going to hear something from you, Farm.
Yep, we're going to crank this. When I crank this,
are you cranking, Farmer? My goodness.
The O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
Here we go.
walked out me house, I saw this man named Clyde. He took me by the hand, saying, I'll take you for a ride. I said, I cannot go there, there are things to get done. Said, boy, you must, cause I ain't got a son. There's a little secret no one should know. Deep into the forest, we both gotta go. I showed you the way, I earn my daily bread. But dare not to reveal it, or you're gonna lose your head. I make barrels of whiskey and English champagne. It's something I process to keep away the pain. What I share with you, my lad, is the biggest secret I've ever had. I make barrels of whiskey and English champagne. It's something I process to keep. At war on the battlefield, they've got more than a gun. My whiskey is their shield. Look at the crippled and wounded down the street. A passport to hell and a bottle to their feet. You don't leave a child or sweetheart behind. This is a secret vow, so boy, don't be blind. I make barrels of whiskey, it ain't no champagne. It's something I process to keep away the pain.
Seems like forever and ever. Feels like you don't even know me. Just me and the stars can get lonely. Hey, can you show your face? Can you see that I'm anxious? Can you hear what I'm saying? Saying, hey, 'cause I fall too fast. Go down blazing. Can you hear what I'm saying? Dear patience, if I pour my heart out, can you keep a promise? Cause the situation is like a mountain that's been weighing on my conscience. If I'm being honest, feels like you don't even know me. Just me and the stars can get lonely. Oh, hey, can you show your face? Can you see that I'm anxious? Can you hear what I'm saying? Saying, hey, 'cause I fall too fast
Can we share a drink and let go of the pressure? Oh, dear patience. 'Cause the last time that we talked seemed like forever. Thank you.
very much.
Who expected that?
We did.
We did, because I know the album. But that was from the Best of the Coors album, live, obviously, with their version of Loch Aaron Shore. And before that, we heard from Niall Horan, actually, with Dear Patience from his album Heartbreak Weather. And you started us off.
I started us off with the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats, and the song was Barrels of Whiskey. And that came off Seven Hearts, One Soul album. That is a really, really good album.
Good.
You gotta get it.
Gotta get it.
And listen to it all.
Okay. So let's do Today in Irish History. Listen, as I line this up. And today, where's the book? Oh, here it is.
It's right there.
What a coincidence.
I'm going to bite you if you didn't get it.
So on this date in 1924, August 2nd, on this date, the opening ceremony of the first modern Tolton Games was held in Croke Park, known in Irish as Unach Tolton. This was the revival of an ancient Irish festival that was said to date back to 632 B.C.
B.C.?
Yep. Lore had it that the Tolton Games had first been staged by Lug Lam Fada, you know, a lug, to commemorate the death of his foster mother, Queen Tolcha, the Spanish wife of Oki, the king of the Firbolg. There's going to be a test later, so I have to remember all these.
Yeah, okay, yep.
The Dublin newspaper Sport, reporting on the opening ceremony, drew parallels between the revival of the ancient Olympics in Athens and what was being attempted by the Covenant Gael government in the recently established Irish Free State. Quote, "This afternoon, there will be inaugurated in Croke Park the greatest sporting carnival ever organized in Ireland and surpassing in its extent and scope even the modern Olympic Games." That's quite the claim.
I guess so.
The chair of the Distinguished Visitors Committee was W.B. Yeats, who acknowledged the presence of so many Irish of the diaspora at the opening banquet, quote, "In our long struggle for national independence, our people have been scattered through the world. In the 17th century, our nobility, and in the 19th century, our poor. It was natural and fitting that we should call you together now, that at last we are an independent nation, a victor in the last, at last, in the struggle of the centuries." No one was more responsible for the 1924 Games than J.J. Walsh, the former chairman of the Cork GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association. Walsh was Minister for Post and Telegraphs, then known as the Postmaster, in the Covenant Gael government. Indeed, the Games were largely seen as a Covenant Gael project. That's a political party, by the way.
Okay.
They took place twice more. Funding was shelved after Fianna Fáil came to power in 1932, and the Games were never staged again. Largely, I feel, because Fianna Fáil, i.e. Eamon de Valera, couldn't stand J.J. Walsh or Covenant Gael. So that's my opinion about that, but what have you. And so now we're going to be listening to the Frames again from their album, The Cost.
Change it when your mind's made up.
when your mind's made up, there's no point even talking.
On the kiss me, I'm Irish. Molly Malone, a phone to slant to punk my home. We got us an Irish pub. Split the punches, trick the willows, strike me up the rakes. A mellow and lift, he never runs so shallow. We got us an Irish pub. Quiet or big fuck, to swear upon the holy book. The only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Quiet or big fuck, the love the first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me bread.
This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hugh saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 88.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield.
And I wish everybody to have a great week. And again, like Kevin said, listen to our show again next week and listen to all the great shows that are produced at this radio station. I just wish everybody to be good. Be kind and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grum uggit uggit he shuhuggin.